920 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It's been 2 years since the deadly attack on the Capitol. Today, President Biden awarded the highest civilian honor to 14 heroes from that day.
You held the line that day. And what was on the line was our democracy. And history will remember your names. And history will remember your names. They'll remember your courage. They'll remember your bravery. They'll remember your extraordinary commitments to your fellow Americans. It's not hyperbole. That's a fact.
13 times was not the charm for Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. But on day four of voting, he is inching closer to getting enough votes to become the new House Speaker.
How are we all going to work together? It's new for us, one being in the majority, but being in a tight majority. I think at the end of the day, we're going to be more effective, more efficient, and definitely government's going to be more accountable.
The House is on a break right now. They'll be back at it at 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight. More positive news today about the Buffalo Bills' safety.
From his hospital bed in Cincinnati, DeMar Hamlin was able to speak with his teammates via FaceTime. It occurred as the Bills' players were taking part in a team meeting. Buffalo offensive lineman Deion Dawkins described the moment.
The excitement was beautiful. It was amazing. It has given us so much energy, so much, you know, bright, high spirits, whatever you want to call it. It is giving it to us.
Another good sign, Hamlin's breathing tube has now been removed. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Our Jim Crisula tells us a crucial pipeline has been partially shut down most of the week.
A portion of the Colonial Pipeline, which provides most of the fuel for the East Coast, has been shut down since a spill was discovered Tuesday near Danville, Virginia. That part of the nation's largest fuel pipeline is expected to restart over the weekend.
The December jobs report was a good one, says Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
We now know that there are recently nearly 10.5 million job openings with 5.7 million unemployed persons. That's a mix underscoring a continued mismatch between the supply and demand for workers.
And that fueled a rally on Wall Street today, the Dow closing 700 points higher. Speaking of money, make sure to get your Mega Millions tickets. You've got another chance at winning almost $1 billion. The jackpot's now an estimated 940 mil, the sixth largest in history. You dreaming about how you'd spend all that dough? Remember, Uncle Sam takes his share first, so you walk away with only about $483.5 million after taxes. The drawing is tonight at 11. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout.
Throat>
See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 7 above tonight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 28. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, lows around 9 above. Partly cloudy skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 29. 31 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane Matinere is on the board. No matter where you're listening on the Civic Media Network, thank you for joining us today on your Friday lunch hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. Baker's dozen.
Yeah. Kevin McCarthy's no good, really bad Groundhog Day continues.
Yep. And so, trying to get updates as we can as we're doing the show, but
I had to laugh. Marjorie Taylor Greene just tweeted, Dems are openly plotting to elect a moderate Democrat-approved speaker if we don't elect McCarthy. This is what I've been warning about. If this happens, you can kiss investigations into COVID, the Biden crime family, DOJ weaponization, impeachment, and subpoena power. Goodbye.
Yeah, because how would that happen, basically, if they have, I mean, but Jeffries, as I understand it, is pretty moderate.
That's what I heard.
Like, I understand that the left
is not happy.
Well, I think they're united, but I would say in the inner politics of Democrats slash the left, he is more of Nancy Pelosi establishment type Democrat versus super far left socialist type person. So he's already pretty moderate. I would think if anything was, I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to, I don't think the Democrats, it doesn't sound like the Democrats are going to break. They're like, this is your mess. You have to figure it out.
Yep. And I think they should.
Yeah, I think they should too. But anyways, so I was telling a story. So this has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about for the rest of this segment, but I promised a story. So I'm going to tell.
Yeah, I want to hear it. It's about driving.
So this was in regards to the Ford F-Series for the 41st year in a row being the number one selling car in America. And we were talking about big trucks and how hard it is for some of us to drive big trucks. And Mike has some kind of Ford. I don't know what series or type it is, but it's a big car. And we're talking about Brady Street. So on Brady Street, if you've ever driven on it, you know, but
very narrow.
To paint the picture, it's already narrow, which is unique because part of the complaint of Milwaukee streets and why how dangerous people are even allowed to drive is because a lot of the boulevards are so wide. But Brady Street, pedestrian, you know, it's the civilian city street that is more narrow. It's also like one of the major thoroughfares for getting east to west or west to east in Milwaukee.
Yep.
But it's pretty narrow. You can park on both sides of the street and there's traffic on both sides of the street and there's tons of pedestrians always walking. So it's one of the more dangerous streets in Milwaukee, first of all. But in the winter, especially when there is lots of snow, which there was in early 2021, the cars still can park on Brady Street next to the snow mounds.
Right.
So the snow mounds obviously already on both sides of the street are taking up another 2-3 feet. So you're losing 4 to 6 feet of your ability to drive on Brady Street. And I was in Mike's car. He was at Pete's Pub. And you can't really stop on Brady Street.
No.
Because it's a thoroughfare and people can't really go around you because it's a two-way street. So I text him, say, I'm almost there. Be outside.
So I can pick. You can jump in.
I go by. He's not there. So I do a loop around. And then I do a big enough loop around to come the other direction so that I will come right in front of where he's supposed to be. And of course, as I'm pulling up, I take my eye off the road and look to see if he's outside. And I just smash somebody's window.
No.
And his window, because it's the bigger car, was fine. But I just take this guy's window, like, clean off.
Oh, Kristen, you mean the side mirror?
Side mirror. And that, like, flight or fight kicked in. And I am embarrassed to say my first instinct was maybe nobody saw me.
I'll just keep going.
And then my Catholic guilt kicked in. And I was like, I got to go back and leave a note. And I did. I went back. I left a note. And I was irrationally mad at Mike for
having such
obviously
a big,
his fault.
Having such a big vehicle.
Having such a big car, not being outside when I was like when he was supposed to be. I told him I was coming. You know, all of the reasons why it wasn't obviously my fault.
Of course not.
But I will say I did the right thing in that when the guy called me, he was so grateful that I even left a note.
How nice.
Because I think that happens a lot on that street.
I'm sure.
And a lot of people do not. Leave a note.
No, I'm sure most don't leave a note.
So I'm not the best driver and I don't like big cars. So anyways, moving on. One of the stories I wanted to get to that could impact 30 million people.
Wow.
So, you know, while the House in this last week has been in jackass mode, the Federal Trade Commission got serious and proposed a new rule yesterday that could impact everyone from big tech to social media interns, depending on what kind of agreement you are forced to sign when you work at certain companies. And the potential rule would ban non-compete agreements. And if you don't know what that is, it is a common mechanism used by companies to keep employees from jumping ship, working for competitors, starting their own company in the same industry. And you know, I think I said before, I think California had already outlawed these.
That sounds reasonable.
Even if they didn't outlaw them, they didn't hold up in court.
They were tough to enforce.
But across the country, 1 in 5 U.S. workers has a non-compete. So it's about 30 million Americans. 1 in 5.
My entire career.
You've had a non-compete.
Except for the last couple. Yes.
Yeah.
I've always had a non-compete.
So this started in 2021. With an executive order when the President Biden asked the FTC to target non-competes. And basically the proposal the agency came up with flexes more muscle than it has in the past. And the plan would make all new and existing non-competes illegal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it would also require companies to inform employees that any previous non-compete agreements are void.
Oh, they're going to love that.
Well, we're not there. This is just a proposal. And so the argument for non-competes is it's a way to protect trade secrets, you know, and so you can't work at Domino's, know the secret sauce of Domino's, and then go start your own pizza company or go to a Pizza Hut or something like that.
Right.
But the problem becomes they're basically, they have the potential to trap people into low wages because a lot of times, I mean, you get poached, right? And part of the reason you can get poached meaning like a company in the same industry sees your talent, sees your contributions, and says, hey, we will pay you more money to come do that here. And that happened all the time in California.
I'm sure.
But in other industries, it keeps people from being able to take advantage of those opportunities because they're like, I will get sued because of non-compete. And you have to talk to a lawyer. Be like, well, how strong is this? Will they come after me? What is the history of this company? And there's an estimated ending this practice would boost wages by $300 billion a year and release workers from like the career inertia that they find themselves in.
See, and in my experience, if they let me go or I left whatever radio station I was with for 6 months to a year, I could not work for another radio station within 90 miles.
Wow.
And I always thought, if you don't renew my contract or you let me go, obviously you don't want me, but you don't want anybody else to be able to find me. And that's what it was all about.
Yeah, totally. So as far as where this could go, The FTC voted 3-1 in favor of the proposal. And the next 60 days, this is up for public comment. So if you have opinions on this,
interesting,
you can comment on it. But there is no set date for a final vote. And the plan, obviously, lawyers are getting involved.
Someone will make money.
Well, it's just the, there's a problem. Wouldn't you have a potential $300 billion change in what workers could be earning and the benefit of companies wanting to keep people where they are and not losing talent, especially as worker shortages, talent shortages, et cetera. There's going to be a lot of people who it's going to be worth fighting this from happening.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's a good thing.
I think so.
I think it's, you know, in the squandering of unions, the increase, I mean, this, because it's not just big companies. The high-profile case, that I don't know if it kicked it off, but in 2016, we said that thing is Domino's and Pizza Hut's a joke, but Jimmy John's settled a lawsuit with the Illinois State Attorney's General Office saying it would not enforce its non-compete that barred workers from making subs with in a three-mile radius from, like, you couldn't go to, like, Jersey Mike's, or you couldn't go to Subway. And so, like, it is not just high, like, executive suite
level
people.
Right.
It is people making your sandwiches had to sign some of these things. And so I'm in favor of this. I hope it happens. I don't think it will happen for a while because there's obviously a lot of people who have something to lose from this, but I don't know. We'll see. And then quickly, if you've not heard, Damar Hamlin is awake.
Yes.
Thank
which
God.
Is so wonderful. He's the player who collapsed during yes. Monday night's game.
His first question was, who won the game?
Doesn't that break your heart?
It breaks my heart. And the doctor responded, the answer is, yes, DeMar, you won the game of life. And
they don't think there's any neurological damage.
I mean,
so
I think
far.
It's going to be a long... I haven't read anything as far as if it was just the one in a million shot that hit him in the heart, or if there was any kind of pre-existing thing. But thank God he's awake.
Yes.
On the road to recovery, and whether you think this is the right call or not, they NFL did decide that the Bills-Bengals game has been canceled in its entirety. They will not replay that game.
Okay.
And so now I have to go. I started to read an article, and this is why I know that I'm a sports fan, but I'm not like a sports fan, because even the intricate rules, because Mixon from the Bengals tweeted out something as far as what the rule book said and canceled games and what that means for standings and going into playoffs and stuff. So I think there are some more logistics of the actual game, like what that means that they canceled it. But for now, the game is canceled. Damar Hamlin is awake. Thank God.
And his charity has...
Oh my! I think it was past $6 million.
Yeah. It's just, I'm sure, superseded anything he had ever imagined.
And it'll be interesting to see, because how do you spend $6 million on toys for just... the town he's from.
Well, you get to expand your
reach. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the choice becomes as far as what else could we, do we want to spend this money on? Because it's a lot of money considering the original goal was $2,500. All right. When we come back, Senate GOP close to supporting medical marijuana. Imagine that. Stay with us. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 7 above tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the north, around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 28. Partly cloudy again, tomorrow night, lows around 9 above. Partly cloudy skies, Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 29. 31, Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Okay, I lied.
What's
that? We're going to talk about weed in the next segment.
That's
because
okay,
you picked the perfect song as our bumper music, as an Easter egg for maybe one of the most Wisconsin headlines. It has to be up there in top 10 as far as
being apt.
Only here. Only here.
So Wisconsin.
2021, I remember there was traffic created because of a line of cows that were blocking the road. That was pretty Wisconsin. You know, I think it's Cassandra, the young woman who's gone to every single Quick Trip. You know, there's a handful of those.
Yes.
Like, you know, how Wisconsin is it?
Yep.
This is 10 out of 10. Maybe 9 out of 10, but 10 out of 10. And just to clarify, no one was hurt.
Yes, thank goodness.
But melted butter spills into Wisconsin's Portage Canal during dairy plant fire.
Think about what, you know, and I saw the headline too, and you can't help but go, oh, that's so Wisconsin. But at the same time, when you think about the fat content in butter.
Oh, environmentally, it's awful.
It is terrible.
And no, I mean, that is certainly not the point as far as like, it is a problem, but it is also just how much dairy we have and everything feels hilarious that this happened. And so, you know, my joke when I posted this last night is come to Wisconsin to smell our dairy air and swim in our buttered waters.
Oh, jeez.
It kind of reminds me of something from Charlie the Chocolate Factory, right? Instead of like a chocolate river, there's a butter river.
A river of butter.
River of like butter. Like what else would be like if Wisconsin was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head.
Sure.
What would things be made out of?
Well, you'd have like cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right. So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Yes.
And then we'd have to have.
It would be a bush or a tree. Are cheese curds more of a fruit that grow from the branches?
I see it more on a bush. I see more of okay. A tree curd, a cheese curd bush.
What do brats become?
That's on a tree.
That's on, of course. Of course. Brats grow on trees.
It's a brat tree. And then you have to have chocolate covered cranberries and cherries.
As like raindrops?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm trying to think of. In Charlie, when you first walk, they first walk in, and there's the chocolate river. Like, what makes the most sense is the water. I feel like Miller products makes more sense than butter as the stream.
But then you're adding the whole alcohol element, which I think makes it less accessible for everyone.
Fair. Okay.
Or
fair.
Everyone.
So we're taking booze out of it.
Yeah. Everyone can do laps in a butter river.
So is it, yes, butter river. But then what do you do with the milk?
That can be a waterfall or just a fountain.
Then the waterfall churns it into butter.
There
we go. Now we're cooking.
This is a billion-dollar tourism idea, you guys. We're going to call.
Mars Cheese Castle.
Yes.
You're missing out. Create this.
There's money to be made.
To the amusement park. Didn't we talk about this with Greg once, that there's some kind of cheese land in Japan or something that has an entire amusement park dedicated to cheese?
And that allowed Pearson to be all alone out front.
Get your head on a swivel, young man. Mike Vorlicky, see who's open and see who's covered. You've got to be able to, once you go into the corner, you've got to differentiate instantaneously where you're going to go with that puck.
You were mentioning earlier Jeff Jackson, the head coach for Notre Dame, who is now in his 18th season at Notre Dame. He has 567 career wins in 24 seasons. That's third among active coaches and 10th all time. He indeed did coach for 6 years at Lake Superior State, as you mentioned, where he won a couple of national championships in 92 and 1994, as Badger fans are well aware of.
I remember when it was a big controversy. He had won a national title at Lake State, and it was a big controversy. He left Lake State and went to the Ontario Hockey League to play.
He was gone coaching for his views there, the U.S. National Development Program, and then found his way to Notre Dame, where he's had tremendous success, leading them, as I mentioned before, six straight NCAA tournament appearances. He's taken this program, this Notre Dame program, to the national tournament in the Frozen Four, in fact, a few times as well. So this is a Notre Dame team. This is a faceoff going to be back in the Badger zone to the right of Jared Moe. It returns 19 letter winners from a year ago. So they've got some experience on this roster for sure.
Upperclassman laden is the team, this whole team.
They've just lost a little scoring punch with the departures of the likes of Max Ellis. DeSaint Fall plays it ahead, and the Badgers get in the offensive zone. Caulfield slams on the brakes, tries to get around a check, bumped off the puck, allows the Irish to get control of it. Andrew Bavaro will get it out to center ice all the way down into the Badgers zone. No score between the Badgers and Fighting Irish. Now 5:50 to go in the first period of play. It's played over to Lotch along the far boards. He'll play it off the boards and out to center ice. Here come the Badgers on a 3-on-3 rush. Malmquist accepts the pass, gets it back to the middle.
Ooh.
A backhander by Newton bounces off a stick and right onto the net. And Bischel had to be alert to make the save on that one.
I'm not sure whether Robbie Newton was trying to make a pass or just shovel it on net and hopefully catch the goaltender napping or with his legs apart from this situation. Yeah, I guess he was trying to take a shot, or as I look at the replay, but it's one of those knuckleball shots that comes off the backhand, gets deflected by the defenseman from Notre Dame, and as a goaltender, you better be playing the hot grounder.
Yeah, right off the stick of defenseman Zach Pluszynski, and he had three goals in three game, in hit a goal in game three in that quarterfinal tournament game in Big Ten play last year against the Badgers that ended that series with a 2-1 series victory for the Fighting Irish after the Badgers had won game one. Play continues in the offensive zone for Wisconsin. No score still now. 5:20 to go in the opening period of play. Gorniak helps it along to Lindmark. Lindmark will play a backhander back to the point. Dexheimer fakes the shot, tries to get around a check, can't do so. Lindmark will steer the puck down low, however, into the skates of Bantle. Centering pass bounces around, finds its way to Lotch. Over to Lindmark, who wrists it well wide of the net. Dexheimer keeps it in along the far boards, however. He'll play it back towards Gorniak. Gorniak lifts up backhander up and over the glass off the netting. And so a faceoff with 4:59 to go in the first. Still no score. Shots now 15-5 tilted in the back. Badgers favor.
Badgers have done a good job of winning one-on-one battles deep in the Notre Dame zone. You saw in that last little shift that we had here, all three of the forwards beat a defenseman or a downside forward to gain control of the puck, and that's going to win you games.
Badgers have certainly had the better of it, the more of it, the sustained action in the offensive zone here in the first period. Now just need to see it pay off.
Exactly.
And rewarded and get ahead of Notre Dame here early in this period, in this game. Irish win the draw, get it out to center ice. It's deflected deep into the offensive zone by Jesse Landell. Badgers will quickly break it out. Here comes Stang on the attack, in over the line. He's got help with him, plays it back towards Erdahl. That's picked off, and that allows the Irish to control it as Jackson Pearson takes it behind his own net. Plays it to the near side, a chance to clear up the boards to the line. Finally lifted high into the air by Lansdell into the Badger end. It bounces around. Pearson tries to get to it. Can't control it, however. Lansdell will play it off the near boards. It bounces right to Jugnauth. He can't get it out of the zone. Lansdell throws it towards Moe. A pad save. LeMaster plays it off the wall. Nice pass to get it to Jugnauth. And now the Badgers control and try to break out. Both teams heading for a line change here with 4:05 counting in the opening period of play. No score between Wisconsin and Notre Dame. Erdahl accepts the long lead pass at the blue line, dumps it deep into the offensive zone, and then Zach heads off on a change. It's played back out to center ice into the Badger zone. Vorlicki pins his man up against the boards, gets control of the puck, plays it back to Kulemans.
Kulemans
with a pass up through the neutral zone, and
East St. Paul did avoid the majority of that hit and helped the puck along into the offensive zone. Kulemans holds it at the line. Pinching can't control it, however, and it's brought out to center ice by the Irish as Ryder Rolston gets it to center. In over the line come the Irish. Play it back to the point. Shot is blocked by Caulfield. A couple of bodies crash right into Jared Moe in the net. They've got to separate everybody, and Kulemans sticks breaks, and he slams down half of it to the ice as he heads for a change here. And they pick up the carnage back behind them, at least what's left there. Can't start a fire with those things anymore because they're not made out of wood.
When Matty D. St. Phil took that puck, and of course he had to go, and I yelled heads up. I'm sorry I've stepped on you, but I yelled heads up. But he's going against Ben Brinkman.
Yeah.
So 230 pounds is about to flatten you. Get your head up.
Yeah, Golden Gophers transfer who played 4 years for Minnesota and was part of their 2022 Frozen Four team, Ben Brinkman, now a defenseman for Notre Dame. Faceoff back in the Badger zone. Finn Williams taking it for Notre Dame. It's played to the backboards, and the Badgers will get to it. Vorlicki will help it along. Can he get it out of the zone? No. It's held on the far side by Lieberman, the captain, momentarily. Notre Dame gets control of it, snaps it around to the near side. Good poke check there by Kulemans to disrupt the shot attempt there that was going to come off the stick of the Notre Dame defenseman, and the Badgers will be able to get it out to center ice, where Lieberman has it now. He'll spin around, bring it right back in, plays it back to Adams, his shot right on, Moe makes the save, and the Badgers clear the zone all the way down. It'll go. This will be an icing call here on the Badgers with now 2:51 to go in the first.
And they're going to bring one, two, three Badgers back out on the ice to take this draw. Everybody tried to sneak off as soon as Kulemans made the shot, and it ended up going to be an icing. The referee standing right in front of the Badger bench went, hey, you've got to get out.
And say the Notre Dame defenseman's name a moment ago, because it takes a little while to get off the tongue with Michael Mastrodominenko. So my apologies to Michael.
Badgers. We'll just call him Dom from here on out.
Number three, the freshman defenseman out of Kirkland, Quebec, Canada. Badgers back in their own zone. Lotch has it on the near boards, plays it back below the goal line to Dexheimer. He eludes one check but loses control of the puck. Irish keep it in. Centering pass is broken up. Pluszynski's shot from the point goes well wide of the net. Lotch has it for Wisconsin. Puts on the brakes. Nice pass to find Malmquist cross ice. Through center ice, Liam gets it ahead to Lindmark. He'll play it off the boards to try to get it deep here. Badgers go to work on the forecheck. Create a turnover. Malmquist snaps a pass right up front. Couldn't connect with
tee it up.
Lindmark. From the far blue line, the shot finally comes. It's deflected and goes high into the air and off the netting in front of the student section, and so there'll be a faceoff in the offensive zone.
Ben Dexheimer, that puck came right out to him, and instead of taking the shot when the Badger forwards were down in front of the net and available for rebounds or tips, he elects to smartly, I guess, give his head up. But if he would have taken the shot originally, I think there would have been more chaos than just deflecting up into the upper net.
Badger fans, Cleary Building Corp., we protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Off the draw, the Irish control. They'll get it to center ice. Bounces around. Bodies collide. Notre Dame will have to regroup at center and try to play it in the Badger end. Ryan Rolston plays it to the near side. Moe has to stop it behind his own net. Plays it to the near boards. Erdahl tried to get around. Check couldn't do so. Rolston comes towards the middle. His backhander goes wide of the net. On the far side, Kerr tried to get it out. It stopped at the blue line. Kerr follows up. Nice check there to take the Notre Dame player right off the puck. Stang plays it off the boards ahead, and now finally it finds its way to Erdahl up the middle. He'll dump it in deep as the Badgers go for a change with now 90 seconds remaining in the opening period of a scoreless game between the Badgers and Notre Dame. The Irish come back out of their own zone. They had the first power play, the only power play of this contest so far, and the Badger penalty kill unit was up to the task early on in the first period. Lotch plays it ahead. Around the boards it goes. The Badgers negate the icing call held by Dexheimer. He'll play it back to Lotch. Lotch from the high slot. His wrist shot is deflected and goes up and off the netting out of play for another stoppage. It was the big, tall Daniel Lotch and big, tall Jack Adams, all 6'6" of him.
So Jack Adams, he's Samuel Adams' son?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I
just wanted to link him to somebody famous.
No,
I didn't know who he was.
No, but he does. He does have some. He's had a serious journey to get to where he is, coming over a major knee injury. He started out at Union College, found his way to Providence, where he was following in the footsteps of his brother, Mark Rue,
Adams, who was a member of the 2015 National Championship Providence team and then passed away tragically a few years ago. And now Jack finds himself here at Notre Dame. 1 minute to go in the opening period. Notre Dame in its own zone with control of the puck. Jovanovic plays it out to center ice. Then he's knocked off the puck as he gets to the Badger blue line. Dexheimer takes over control. He'll backhand it off the back wall to Lotch. Lotch takes a big hit, steers it out to the blue line, gets it over the line. Bantle at center ice, turns it over. Merce tries to get it back to Bantle, can't do so. Along the near boards, right in front of the penalty box, the teams dig for it. Lotch spins away from Voncheck, tries to get away from Adams, who keeps it in the zone for Notre Dame. He'll play it out front, finds the friendly stick, but Jesse Landell immediately turns it over. Didn't shoot it, tried to pass it, and now the Badgers come back on the attack. Lucius finds a backhand pass to D. St. Fault. Finally steered on the net by Mersch. Lucius was dangling the puck. I'm not sure where he was going with the pass, but somehow he knew Matthew D. St. Fault was there and found him, but the Badgers were denied again by Bischel in the end.
It's one of those things where Cruz is a very smart man. He knows what's happened, you know, in previous shifts with this same line that he's been with now for five games or whatever. So you're in a good position where they start to know where each other are without even looking.
First period is in the books. No score between the Badgers and Notre Dame. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's kid of the game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Zambonis are on the ice right now here at the Kohl Center, and the Badgers and the Fighting Irish have 20 minutes in the books. No score between these two teams in this Big Ten opener of the second half of the season, the first meeting of 2023. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report comes your way next year from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 6th through the 8th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 7 above. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Highs level off around 28. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 9 above. Highs around 29 Sunday under partly cloudy skies. 31 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Good first 20 minutes here of 2023. Now the Badgers need to find a way onto the scoreboard. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report continues here from the Kohl Center. When we return in 2 minutes, this is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
What's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this January at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets to see the Badgers host Big Ten foes Michigan State, Minnesota, and Penn State. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit UWBadgers.com. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report continues here from the Kohl Center where the Badgers and Notre Dame are scoreless after 20 minutes of play. Looking at those stats from that first period, Ian, well, not a lot of scoring summary to go through with it being 0-0.
No, I mean,
what else stands out to you on that stat
sheet? One penalty. Well, actually, two things stand out to me. Number one, we talked about the shots, 16-7, the advantage for the Wisconsin Badgers. But the thing that stood out the most to me was that Notre Dame won 12 out of 20 faceoffs. The Badgers held to just 8 victories in the faceoff dot. I can't remember a period when the Badgers have been out faceoffed. I guess that's the correct terminology.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have won fewer than. And I think the key ones that they won as the Badgers were when they were a man short.
Which is interesting because Notre Dame's a team that's below 50% for the season, and the Badgers, one of the best teams in the country at 54.5% as a team. And, of course, Owen Lindmark, who gets a lot of attention for that, is first in the Big Ten at just over 60% for the year. So not a number that you'd be expecting and jumping out at you.
But we're going to blame it all on Sam Stang now that he's playing center.
All right, let's do it. Let's do that. Badgers right now scoreless after one period of play, and we're getting ready for period number two, and we'll have it when we return here to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family, it's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
To Bantle. Bantle tripped up as he comes out front of the net from behind, and that will bring the first quartz power play for the Badgers of the evening here early in the second period.
That's a gimme. I don't know, call it a makeup call, whatever. Bantle was trying to back out from behind the goal line, and I don't think that he had his balance by any stretch of the imagination. Tripping is going to be the call. It'll go up on the board as a two-minute minor for tripping. And the Badgers will enjoy their first power play of the game as Justin Janicki makes his way to the penalty box. And the faceoff will be in the Notre Dame zone, which is always an advantage.
There are a couple of Janickis on this team. Justin, as Ian mentioned, who just went to the penalty box, and his brother Trevor is on this team. Their dad Curtis, a former Notre Dame player as well. Badgers control off the draw. They're on the court's power play. Lucius, top of the near circle. Wrist shot is blocked up front. Bishop put out the glove looking for the puck, and it was loose in the slot, and the Badgers get control of it again. Caulfield snaps a pass cross ice. It was back too far behind East St. Paul. It'll go all the way back into the Badger zone, and they'll have to regroup. Moog gives it off to Jugnauth.
How did Kuznosius know that if he made that backhand pass to a place that Caulfield was going to be right there?
Lucius with it now. Plays it over to DeSaint Fall. Couldn't control it. Regains it. Slips up, though, along the far boards. That allows Notre Dame a chance to clear, and they do just that here. Badgers trying to get some time in the offensive zone on the power play. Mo plays it ahead to Lucius. Didn't know he had Caulfield behind him. Peels back. Regroups. Brings it in over the blue line. Gets it off to Jugnauth. Jugnauth, nice pass back to Lucius right up the middle. Walks down the slot. His wrist shot bounces off a body up front. Bantle was planted there. Might have hit him or the Notre Dame defenseman. Plopped down, and the Irish clear the zone.
Interesting, that unit has four forwards and only Jugnauth as the left-handed defenseman to anchor that power play.
Badger power play was 1-for-7 in Milwaukee in the two games. Bantle getting the lone power play tally in that 4-0 win over Lake State. Badgers in the offensive zone. Lucius gloves it down at the blue line looking for some help. Tried to slide it to Dexheimer instead. It's going to send a break all the way in as Grant Silinoff in over the line. A wrist shot. And Mo makes the big save, denying the shorthanded bid. Silinoff, who's in the lineup tonight after Solik Bakic got injured or something happened to him in warmups. He was scheduled to play, and then they scratched him late and ended Grant Silinoff, who had the chance there. Staying in over the blue line, turns it over. And that allows Slager to bring it out to center ice. Plays it towards the middle. It's broken up, and Kuhlemans has it now. In over the motion W. There's a little spinorama. Has to stop right at the blue line. The Badgers, all four players other than Kuhlemans, now all five, including Kuhlemans, just stopped in a long line at the blue line. Badgers needed to just get it in at that point, and now they find Erdahl with it. Erdahl at the blue line. Takes it down below the goal line. He's checked off the puck behind the net by Lieberman, and the Irish with a chance to clear. Long cross-ice pass. Janicki collects it finally off the boards in the offensive zone. Kerr harassing him, poking at him, but a centering pass by Janicki bounces off a skate. It'll go to the far boards. Kerr pushing his man up against the boards. He's tied up with Pearson. Gorniak joins as well. Kerr has it now. Can't backhand it out of the zone. Pearson plays it low. A centering pass goes right through the blue paint all the way to the near boards. Kept in at the line by Boltman. Irish on the attack here now, having killed off that first power play by the Badgers. Each team 0-for-1 in the contest on the man advantage. Gorniak will play it off the far boards. Smolanek will get it out to Malmquist, out to center ice as the Badgers finally clear the zone. Circling back in his own end and bringing out to center ice is Hunter Strand. Irish will dump it in, and a big hip check attempt was a long, slow one was coming for Jake Boltman, who avoided disaster.
Avoided the derriere of Mersch.
Badgers can't get it out of the zone. Long shot from the point, deflected out front. Goes to Adams along the far boards for the Irish. He'll play a backhander towards the blue line, but past Brinkman, and it'll have to be collected by Pluszynski back in his own zone. Gives it to Brinkman, who plays it off the boards to Adams at center ice. Turned over, however, and now Lucius for the Badgers. Tries to get through bodies. Nice effort to get it to Caulfield from the far circle. Brock Caulfield, his shot is blockered away by Bichelle. Finally, it goes all the way out to center ice where Lotch has it. He'll play it in front of the team's benches over to Vorlicki. Gets over the line and then just flips it into the air deep into the offensive zone. East St. Paul on the forecheck ties his man and the puck up as he's there with Puzynski. The Irish emerge with it and are able to get it out to center ice. Into the Badger end, Vorlicki off the back wall, wraps it hard around the boards all the way out to center ice. Cruz Lucius has it in over the blue line, spins away from a check and gets the puck to D. St. Paul. Sharp angle, throws it towards the net. It'll go all the way to the far side as it's deflected. And Notre Dame will counter and bring it back on the attack. Puck pass bounces off the stick of Adams. He couldn't control it. That allows Vorlicki to wrap it around the boards, but Lieberman collects it at center ice and dumps it right back in. Vorlicki gets it to Lotch along the near side. Stops below the circle. Plays it ahead to Caulfield. Brock through the neutral zone. Just as he reaches the blue line, he'll dump it in deep and hustle after it. Lieberman checks him up against the wall. Caulfield can't get to it. And that allows Slaggart now for Notre Dame to bring it out to center ice. As the Irish counter. No score here in the second period. 14:30 to go in the middle frame. Gorniak reaching for it as the Irish bring it into the zone. Lindmark gets it ahead to Gorniak at center ice. And now Jugnauth on the attack. Long wrist shot is deflected and easily steered aside by Ryan Bischel, the netminder for Notre Dame. A turnover. Gorniak from short range fires it right on. And Bischel, tight to the post, makes the save and covers up.
The difference between the two shifts, the intensity level is still there, but the Badgers, once they get a turnover, are putting it on net and hoping for a rebound, seeing what's going to happen if there's a deflection or a rebound. Notre Dame has had point-blank opportunities, but have either missed the net or the young man, third star, I guess he was, third star of the Big Ten, Jared Moe, has been very much equal to every shot that he's faced.
Earn that third star honors with 22 and 24 saves in the two games in Milwaukee last week and only allowing two goals, both of those coming against Clarkson in the championship game. Kerr throws it from a sharp angle right on net. Bischel makes the save. The Irish cleared out. Kerr on the back check, able to get to the puck, pick a pocket, and dump it back into the offensive zone for Wisconsin.
Oh, we've never said that very much about Anthony Kerr, have we? Dane Lau taking a shot on net and then back-checking and creating a turnover.
Kerr couldn't get it out of the zone. Pearson holds it. He'll backhand it off the far boards and down below the goal line. Lansdell is there, but he couldn't control it. And now the Badgers counter. Here's Malmquist through center ice in front of the team's bench. Let's the wrist shot go. That's blocked. Hits a body. Lindmark is tied up in the corner. Stang is there. Can't control it. It's steered back towards the blue line. A pass finds its way to Malmquist. Malmquist looking, gives it to Kuhlemans. A one-timer through traffic, bounces around, staying below the goal line. Backhand pass comes all the way back to Kuhlemans at the point. Walks it down low, throws a pass out front, but tied up was Malmquist, and the Irish clear the zone and try to get a change now. 13:10 to go in the second period. No score between the Badgers and Irish. Kuhlemans with it at his own blue line. Plays it ahead and off the stick of Zach Erdahl, the Eau Claire native. Into the offensive zone, Stang creates a turnover. A centering pass finds his man, and a one-timer by Erdahl is blocked up front.
Good block by the Notre Dame defenseman. Went down, took the passing lane right away.
Kuhlemans wrists it back into the zone for the Badgers. Heads off on Badgers getting a partial change. A sharp angle shot that's turned aside by Mo back in the Badgers zone. It'll come back to the point, held at the line. A long shot from the point is deflected off the stick and goes wide, and then off of Silanoff's stick. Irish keeping in, getting some pressure right now as they get a change as well. Vorlicki will take over control behind his own net and now bring it out with 12:25 to go in the second. Finds a pass to Lindmark. Lindmark to Erdahl. Erdahl's backhander up front. Smolanek has it below the goal line. He emerges with it, chops at it, helps it back below the goal line as he cycles it in. Lindmark will try to get it to Erdahl. He does. Erdahl back to Lindmark over his stick. Lucius has joined the fray as well. And finally, the Irish get control of it as Erdahl has to head off on a change. And Notre Dame with a chance now to clear. Drew Bavaro brings it out to center ice over the motion W, in over the line. His pass to the near side finds Jakonovic. His wrist shot goes over the top of Mo, who had gone down, and luckily for him, he went over his shoulder. Shot from the point deflects to Lucius along the near boards. He'll play it ahead, finds DeSaint Fall on a long home run pass at the far blue end. He centers it up front, had a man.
His
man
got tied up.
Well, apparently the referee, who was staring right at it, decided Brock Caulfield wasn't tied up enough as he was dragged down to the ice to draw the penalty call.
Didn't get all 3 feet tied?
No, Lucius is centering pass is picked up, and it'll be dumped back into the Badgers zone by Jovanovic. Lucius plays it back to Lotch at his own blue line. Daniel Lotch through the neutral zone. Gets to the offensive blue line, dumps it in deep, and he heads off on a change. No score between the Badgers and Notre Dame here. Long shot from Bantle at the point. That's blocked, never reaches the net. 11:05 to go in the second period. The Irish counter. Janicki cuts to the middle. On his forehand, his wrist shot is blocked right by Anthony Kerr out front. Janicki trying to keep it in. Can't do so. Bantle has it for the Badgers. He'll get it to Gorniak. Gorniak with a head of steam now, as he usually does. Gets the feet moving. Shot is steered aside by Bischel. And controlled by the Fighting Irish with a chance to clear the zone. Back and forth we go. Teams with getting some shots, not a lot of tips or quality chances. A lot of blocks either way by guys up front. Lieberman from the point. His wrist shot through traffic. Did find an opening. Got a pass. Gorniak, but wide of Jared. Here's Gorniak at center ice. Gets the loose puck. Jack cutting to the middle, and he got the puck past the defenseman Lieberman, but then he took the shoulder right up high, and it knocked Jack down to the ice, and he now heads off on a change. As Lieberman with it for Notre Dame, a centering pass bouncing around off the stick of Trevor Janicki. Keeps it below the goal line momentarily.